Can you just give me one more try at that?
I knew it was fake. It was a simulated journey to show.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Of course, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's Russian.
What's up, listeners?
I hate you so much.
You can't just fool us every time. Every time.
You need to stop that.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, listeners.
Calm down.
Why'd you sneak up on us like that?
I snuck up on you. We're back. It's Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. By love, I mean contempt and bad feelings and
sadness.
Sadness and tiredness.
We're all
by sick.
Ourselves. We're all sick. The weather was nice.
But the weather was beautiful.
Sunny day in Philadelphia.
As always. joining me in the booth, as always again, we've got Mr. Danny Mendoza.
Hello, good listeners. Danny. What's going on?
Hello, good listeners.
He's so
And bad
so
boys,
nightly.
We like you too.
We have Mr. Bennett Moore.
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
Hey, that's it? That's all you got?
It's like a Canadian over here. Hey. Oh, hey.
All right. And next to me, we have the colossal apostle himself, Mr. John Cruz.
Hello, good listeners.
God, I have been waiting to say that all week.
Are you ready for next week? You have to do
one. I don't have. And now, for next week.
Introducing with the complexion of a white man.
And I'm Zach Niblick. All right.
that was very good.
He prefers to introduce himself.
Yeah. I did rehearse for a while. All right. So, quick show. We're all tired. We don't feel like doing this. Not that we don't love you.
I think everyone in this booth is sick.
We're all struggling.
You're the only
students.
One who's sick, but you're going to make us all sick.
Very tired.
All right. So we got a lot of news. Lots of news on the internet. Lots of cool stuff.
What do we got?
Well, first of all, we're gonna try a new thing instead of just being all discussion like last week. Remember how I said we were experimental? Mm-hmm. Let's go through. I got some of the most recent stories from the site.
I mean, we're fresh. We're the fresh cast. I mean, we have to be.
Oh, and this is absolutely fresh. This is published only a few short hours ago. so first of all, I don't know if you guys know, but there's we might be back to 9 planets. How cool is that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Letting, they're letting Pluto back in?
No, they're not, and that's where I got you. There's a hidden planet.
Pluto can still suck it.
Let's see. So, first topic on the agenda. Does that make sense? Would it be story on the agenda? I don't know.
Topic
on the agenda. Astrophysicist John Matisse and Daniel Whitmer from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I did not know they got things done in Louisiana. have apparently
Louisiana's less like we're sorry.
Now you know.
I've discovered a new planet lurking in our very solar system, one that may be up to 4 times larger than Jupiter.
Whoa! How are we just finding this out?
How did we miss
that? It's 4 times larger than the largest planet in our solar system, and we just now are seeing it.
What are scientists doing?
Well. Besides very many things that they shouldn't be doing, there apparently it was not very easy to find. It was in the
It was hiding in all that black space.
It was hiding in a big cluster of
asteroids.
Space stuff, and it was just too hard to spot. But we got it now.
Dag you.
What did you say?
Dag you.
Dag you. All right.
Dag yo. Like, wow.
Dag
cool.
yo.
Dag yo.
Is that from Virginia?
Never heard that before?
Is that a Virginia phrase?
I guess
and we
so.
Wonder why,
I didn't come
and we
on
wonder
that.
Why people like Jake... Write in such nice comments. We're going to have a special
that
segment.
That comment was directed at you,
we
buddy.
Have a special segment at the end of the show.
We'll get to Jake later.
We'll get to Jake.
Oh, Jake.
You
got it going,
filthy,
man.
Filthy. All right. So that's cool. That's fascinating. There's probably going to be another planet. I feel like we're
do we,
not...
Do we have any idea what it'll be called?
Tyche. It's T-Y-C-H-E.
No, I already don't like that name.
It's like a Greek
titch
type,
like niche.
Yeah, I know, but couldn't they have like used a book? Like I don't know how to spell Tyche, like just off the top of my head. Jupiter, I can spell with.
And also, Tyche, would you agree Tyche would not be the name of a planet that's 4 times larger?
I know
like a,
Jupiter
like
is like powerful.
Yeah,
and Tyche is like
it's a Tyche.
It's like
a toy.
It's like a tricycle. Is what it makes me think.
I didn't invent him, so.
I think we should name it after the great movie Sean Connery was in. I mean,
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen planet.
I'm just saying.
We'll get to that in the listener mail. We had some praise on Danny for
good job, Danny.
Truly.
Okay. The next story is my favorite story of all time.
Yeah, you really were excited about this.
Oh, and why do you say that?
Well, I can just tell by
you. Can tell. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Because it's the greatest of all time.
I'm sort of, I haven't decided if I'm just gonna like play it on here. You know what? For the listeners, I'll clip it in later. I'll put it in so that way they can hear it and it's full. So, here Weezer, who we all know is kind of a roller coaster of like being good. And
yeah.
Being
what
not
the?
Good.
Yeah. What?
Okay. Yeah. They wrote a jingle for State Farm, and as luck would have it, it's the best song they've written in like the last decade.
But it's that jingle already existed.
Right. But they like did their whole like remix. Yeah. And it's what's sad is that the best song that they've written in like 10 years is a jingle. It's
so you really like that song commercial. That much? You really?
It's a phenomenal song. It really is. It's been
pretty good.
It's better than Hurley.
Phenomenal.
It's better than the
phenomenal
stuff on
is
Hurley.
A, you know.
It's a strong.
Quite
word.
A praise. Yeah. I don't know if I would. I've
been humming it all day long. So.
Well, like I said, that jingle has been around forever.
It's, well, there's been beeps and bloops, like, but they made it rock and awesome. Weezer, it's their, the self-deprecating, like, lyrical thing that he does. Anyways, so we'll let the listeners listen to it right now. Well, wasn't that a great song, listeners? That was phenomenal.
Man, I enjoyed that.
And I use that word because I did think it was. Thanks, John.
We can differ on our opinions there. I mean, it's a good song, but it's just like... It's nothing that special.
It's special. Okay, so, Danny, what are you chuckling about over there?
I'm just chuckling the fact that John does not like the reamped version. I mean, hey, it's something fresh. It's new.
It's fresh.
Like the cast that we're on.
That's the name of our show.
Arrested Velvet reference. I like it.
All right.
I mean, it's fine. It's just I don't get what the big hullabaloo is. It's
just that they're getting a band to play.
I think we should make a hullabaloo about how you just used the word hullabaloo.
Instead of just
hullabaloo,
saying,
not hullabaloo.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now you actually have hullabaloo. Someone say, like a good neighbor, State Farm.
I'm just waiting for like Eminem
Danny,
to do a
don't
version.
Sing.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Special segment. on the show. Just started today. Danny sings for us. Let's get it going.
Go.
Any song of your choosing, just go. Belt.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
No, there's no hold on.
He's climbing in your window.
He's snatching your people up, trying to rape you, so y'all need to hide your kids.
Hide your wife.
Hide your kids.
Hide your wife.
And now that we've lost half of our fan base, we're down to three
people. That segment won't be for
sure. Yeah, I was like, we're down to three people now.
Hey, guys.
Thanks
for sticking around.
Interestingly enough, I've been the only person, like, writing stories and stuff onto the site for the better half of, since it started.
Since the better half of
the since the better half of the beginning.
Since the better 99% of them.
All of them except for one story, right?
But
things are changing. There's
but Today in Fresh is not. It's getting kind of promiscuous. It's getting out to other people.
Promiscuous.
Yeah. Had a little fling with John over the weekend.
Yes, we had an affair.
Does Zach know? Oh, he's reporting.
Zach does know.
Zach does. He's the one reporting about it.
I
emailed him, so he did know full well about it. Yeah. Our affair that I had at 3 o'clock in the morning last I wrote.
I was surprised. I was surprised to pull up in my email and see. See a story from John Cruise.
I pulled an all-nighter, so, you know, something.
And what was the story about?
Well,
John. Would you like me to introduce the story?
I think that it's because it's in, so to speak, you know, you're losing your writing for this website virginity.
Yeah.
You, regardless of how odd a story it is, I still found it remotely interesting.
It's very interesting. I don't know why the interesting was remote.
The fact that somebody was a burglar was beat up with a vacuum was very interesting to me.
Okay,
now
I'm intrigued.
Not just any vacuum, a shark vac.
Mm-hmm.
What is a shark vac?
It's just a thin tube that is supposed to be a vacuum.
It's kind of like a cheating vacuum. You know, it doesn't have the big hose in the bag.
It's a Swiffer, like, basically.
Then how does it?
But it's
work?
But isn't it? It's electrical.
It's electrical.
It's like an electric Swiffer.
Hmm.
It is interesting.
What?
I think it's also.
Man,
but the story is not
crazy.
About the vacuum itself.
Magical as it is.
Yeah, it's about what was done with the vacuum, and this actually comes from Zach's hometown or
no,
your state.
Those are my home state.
Your home
Tennessee.
State. My bad.
But don't.
But is it a different breed of people there?
I mean, those women were pretty burly.
Well, they must have been. At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sorry, Tennessee.
Can I say that my favorite part of the story is the fact that the woman that actually did the beating of the burglar. But also, it took 35 minutes for the cops to get there.
Oh, so that was the main
we
point.
Really got to tell the story, because you're just sort of saying small things about
it.
Just go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah, it's just basically a dude tries to break into house, and, like, the lady's on the phone, and he's, like, seeing this dude trying to break in out the window, right?
Right.
And he's, like, calls the cops and takes some 35 minutes to get there, which is ridiculous for a home invasion.
Oh, totally.
And so, which is my favorite part of the story, the lady's roommate who beat the guy up was named Amber Alabama.
That was her name.
Oh, man.
Her name was actually Amber
Alabama. Oh, man.
Amber Alabama.
Amber Alabama.
Is that
here.
Her night name?
Took the shark vacuum to him.
Yeah.
Why would your parents do that to you?
I don't know.
It's actually not their fault.
I'm betting
the
first name is Opal and Diamond Alabama.
There's really nothing you could do with the first name to make up for the fact that your last name's Alabama. It still would seem hickish.
That's true. I guess they just had to embrace it to its fullest.
Exactly. Just run with it.
I'm literally just, like, scrolling down the list of these things right here. And that's the... Can I mark that? That's the first time I've said literally on this podcast. Not the second.
Literally count. Ding. One.
Two.
Two.
I thought this was interesting. Can we talk about how ridiculous it is, because we all were talking about the Super Bowl and how last week how we were just over the outcome, but the ads were all good. Like,
I'm pretty good.
Can I just say as a side note that, like, the city of Dallas chose with taxpayer money to spend $450,000.
$450,000.
I'm sick. Cut me some slack. $450,000.
Okay.
450,000 of taxpayer money on a flyover of, like, fighter jets, right?
Okay.
Okay. So that's cool. Awesome. Treat the crowd to some jets.
Hey,
but can we recall that the Super Bowl was held in a dome?
It does have a hole in the wall.
Facepalm.
Right. No, it the only thing that I was reading this stuff on Total Pro Sports, which is a great little website. The only thing the viewers of the game, the only thing they saw was 2 seconds of a clip of fighter jets passing over on a jumbotron.
They could have CGI'd that for, like, much less.
They could have. No, they really could have CGI'd that for less.
Yeah.
And made some, like, speaker sounds.
Absolutely.
That's just us.
So it's just the fact that it was in a dome that makes you upset. Because this is a common thing that Jeff
I just feel like it's... We're doing a service to the listeners by saying, you know what, you should be active in your city's budget. Because you never know. They might be spending all your money on jets that you never see. Mm-hmm. Lovely. That's just, you know, that's... It's a service to the listeners. Yeah. It's a service.
You're welcome. Now yeah. Tell your friends about the Freshcast.
Aw. Could I also just say that Nina explains the situation in Egypt was the most adorable thing ever?
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to
Okay, then let's see a little clip of this for John. Basically, it's this little girl.
How old is she, like 3 or 4?
She can't be more than like 4. I think that the video description said she was 4. And she's talking about what's going on in Egypt. And
Egypt.
I like the little the news group.
What's happening in Egypt?
Fighting.
Who's fighting?
The president and the normal people. The normal people don't have money.
Oh.
And the president have a lot of money.
Oh.
And they just have to work and no money.
They have to work, but they don't get money?
It's adorable. It's
that
adorable.
Is literally the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Why can't that be on Fox News at 8 o'clock, you know?
Get
rid of Greta Van Susteren.
I'm not
going to
talk about Fox News. This is not a liberal production. We know we've got a very politically diverse cast here. But
I don't know about that. I'm feeling a little outnumbered.
I don't know that that's true.
You're conservatist?
Are you a conservatist?
Conservatist? I'm not conservatist because
I don't think
that's
anyone
a word.
Is conservatist.
I don't think that's a thing, Daddy.
Daddy's looking at me with the most, like, straight-looking face.
What? Conservatist? You ever heard of conservatist?
What, you're not? I'm a conservative, Danny.
I'm sorry.
Are you a liberalist?
Sure.
I'm a moderist.
Moderist.
So, yeah. Lots of nifty little stories and stuff. Not a ton of news this week. But... Again, the point of the experimental podcast, getting our bearings straight, seeing what we can do. I'm thinking we'll start throwing in some discussion here and there, our segments. Danny, I really got a good feeling about your singing. I feel like that could really take off.
I feel like you have
off.
A career in this.
I hope not.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So let's keep this moving. I like this. This is just a short, it's a timely podcast. We got to get out of here. We got sun to bask in. We got loving to
Because it's not 10:48 at night.
Well, no. Yes, you're right. But it's Valentine's Day.
Okay,
it's Valentine's. Soak up the warmth
for,
of love.
For That's an hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm being a Debbie Daddy over here.
No, you're. It's okay. We need somebody to play that role.
Okay.
John.
Yes.
How are you doing,
Zach?
What would you do if I asked you to become an expert on something instantly?
Done?
Really? Yes. And what do you think that you would like to be an expert on if I were to ask you to become an expert on something instantly?
It'd probably be on the person of Dr. Stephen Allday.
Hmm.
And I am an expert.
And
now.
Who is this person?
He is a renowned equine veterinarian.
How about that?
Yeah, and he specializes in lameness.
Really?
Yeah.
Danny,
that's
you should see
what
this
it
guy.
Says?
He specializes in lameness in sports medicine.
So funny.
That's lovely.
Obviously, now horse lameness, you know.
Right.
When a horse goes lame.
When a horse goes, not lame, like boo.
No, I'm
like,
sure not,
like,
or else
like
he wouldn't be renowned. But, and he lives in Simpsonsville, Kentucky.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's, all right.
I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know
until
that.
Until just now.
Well, there you have it.
Hey, Zach, wait, can you really quickly explain the difference between Kentucky and Tennessee to me?
That's tough.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
not
Go on.
Much. Kentucky's north. So, yeah. No, if you hated this episode, which, whatever, at least you can say you learned something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He specialized in lameness, everybody.
Lameness, okay. Well, that was an interesting article.
Yeah.
I'm glad
Stephen Allday.
I'm glad that Wikipedia is treating us right when we pull up.
Hey, Stephen Allday, thank you for trying to make the world less of a lame place.
Oh, jeez, if I don't stop coughing. all right, so, as I said, short episode, trying to crank this out. Got some listener mail.
Listener mail.
This is the most exciting part of the
We should definitely have like a theme song for listener mail. That we
Oh, does it sound like I'm dying?
I think
we're, I feel like it. I feel think... like we are. All right, so.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh Lord, I coughed. Get up, laughed. It. So first, our first, first letter, is from Sarah, who says, "Dear Fresh Boys."
Oh, dude, that is cute. I like that.
Sarah, congrats on the awesome podcast. I'm kind of surprised Bennett came back. He wasn't as annoying this time, so I'll let it slide.
Aw, that's
I don't funny. Have any money or free stuff to give to you, but here's a nifty picture, and there's not a picture.
You're a liar, yes, Sarah.
It just took a second to load. It's a picture of toast. It's a picture of toast. All right. You know, coming out of a toaster.
Wait a minute. It says now automatic.
That's lovely.
I can't eat it, though.
Our listeners are just... the best.
She emailed us some
thank
posts.
You, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
From the Fresh Boys, collectively.
From Kevin. These people's names are very interesting. They need to spice them up. We need some usernames.
Sarah. Hey, guys, next time you email us, come up with a clever username. And you might be awarded username of the episode.
But don't make your username Jake. We'll get to Jake.
Oh, well, Jake, we're coming for you, man.
So as you guys remember... oh, no, this is Kevin from the last one. This is Kevin who wrote in
Kevin
on
Nannenberg.
The first episode. It's, he says, so I'm just going to formally apologize to Bennett for the last email because it made me feel like a douche after having read it on the air, even though everyone seemed to agree with me.
Why does everyone hate me?
I don't know.
I was doped out on having mono for that episode. I was exhausted. I'm sorry I'm a jerk. I'm just going to cry now.
Oh, thanks.
We got a lot of mail.
No, we did.
I thought we only had Jake.
I actually only picked out a few. No, I didn't get... There was a lot of just...
junk mail.
No, it's no...
A lot of girls asking for my number because if they get me personally, I will give it to them, don't
they? Well, we had a lot of requests to sit outside and watch as we record. No, it's not like an offensive thing if I don't read your mail. I just didn't... I picked only a few because I wanted this to be a quick one. This is from Matt. God, these names are just generic as they can be.
Come on.
I'm sorry, that's offensive. He says, "I have successfully made it through every one of your podcasts in one night." All two.
Congrats.
Wow.
Good job, Matt.
I couldn't do that.
Yes, be flattered. Anyway, I think Danny may be onto something with his Sean Connery pick. Regardless of how impossible it is, karma rewards ballsiness, and nothing could have been more ballsy than throwing away the first couple guesses. I'm pulling for the dude of yet undetermined racial status. All right. I have seen that. Well, thank you. I'm not sure that I agree that karma's going to... I mean, maybe it'll work in mysterious ways, but I don't think those ways will include breakfast.
I don't think
Danny's
getting breakfast, yeah.
Okay. So, no offense, listeners, but the rest of these aren't really... I don't know. They're just... people saying hi and stuff. We didn't really promise that we would do this for the rest of the... We said we'd read
just
all of
them
if they sent them on the first one, but...
Just go through them fast.
No. Because we have to get to Jake.
Jake.
We almost forgot Jake.
The faithful Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, Jake.
So, we got an email. It's actually not an email. I feel bad because this kid doesn't know how to write an email. In fact, the message was contained in the subject... and the email that he provided was part of the message. So, props to Jake for being very proficient with computers. yeah. So, this is from Jake. His email address is zachniblickisahomo@temple.edu. Original. Awesome. Subject.
It's my email, too.
Dick Muncher. Message. You're a faggot. Make sure to include your is spelled Y-O-U-R, not correctly.
Well, you're bad at grammar.
Illiteracy, that'll get you every time.
It'll get you. I know. You try to send a classy,
you can't
insulting
write,
email.
You can't write
an
email.
See, once you misspell something or you have a grammatical error, no. Yeah.
We can't take you seriously anymore, Jake.
What's hilarious, though, is that, remember how I said that Jake clearly, which, you know what, hey, if you're a hater on the show, whatever, that's totally cool. We're, Democratic podcast, we're not going to censor you. However, Jake, since he sent it from Squarespace, which is really weird, that's the website that we're hosted on. He didn't send it as an email. He sent it as like a comment thing inside one of the article posts. It's sent, along with that, his IP address.
Really?
So,
is that so?
Exactly.
Should we put it on the internet for all kinds of backers and viruses to...
Only if he gets us a little more angry, you know, just that...
No, actually, I'm not. And here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I figured
it. Here's what I thought we'd have a little fun with this. Since we now have Jake's IP address...
Yes.
Assuming that... this is, of course, assuming that this is sent from his computer, which is a risk I'm willing to take. Whatever. So now that we have his IP address and quite a bit of information, I would like to say to Jake... We're sorry if I really just, you know, wasn't your cup of tea. I'm sorry that I was a dick muncher and, of course, grammatically incorrect, a faggot. Which, really, that's, you know, it's 2011. I feel like we don't need to be saying those words anymore. You know, whatever. So,
2010.
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to start it on the air brawl. I'm not Eminem. This is not, you know, this is whatever, Jay-Z feuding. However, I would like for Jake to write in again. Give us a little more detail as to why he doesn't...
What makes Zach Nibb look a faggot?
Yeah, well, why this whole show in any circumstance? Or if it's some friend messing around, just give us some detail, because we'd like to hear from you. Because regardless of your insulting comments or not, he is writing in.
Yeah, and
actively participating.
And Jake, if you do write back, your IP address will remain safe.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's not very threatening.
I mean, it's
not a threat.
Not at all.
It's not a threat. No, it's not a threat. You just better do it.
Or that you were stupid enough to put your IP address in.
All right.
So IP address and an email.
And in case you didn't know, having somebody's IP address gives you a little bit of a... Gives you some power.
An edge.
Gives you a little bit of an edge over what you can do. So, especially if you know the right people. And we're sending in a text center that's filled with people that are computer programmers.
People that are right.
We know.
So, Jake, we appreciate your loving email. You're obviously a very angry person, but you know what? That's totally cool.
Because we know that secretly you're just a very sad person.
I hope you're... No, I'm not going to insult him. Really? I hope he's having a great Valentine's Day. I hope somebody out there is loving him. There's got to be one.
There's got to be somebody.
There's got to be somebody.
Well, he's got two hands.
Ouch. That's really been...
I'm sorry, Jake. You didn't insult me, Jake.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I mean, Bennett, that was awesome. No, give
he can also take the honor, the privilege of knowing that, you know, he single-handedly sucked up, like, what, like 5 minutes of our time?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Like a quarter.
We just let him win.
Yeah. No. The point was to let him win. I got a feeling he's a good kid. We got to straighten him out. Right. But he's a good kid.
He's just misunderstood.
Taking you under our fresh wing.
Should I go get my bat?
No.
Probably.
Okay.
Maybe later.
No, but it doesn't matter. The IP address is enough, and I lots of fun to be had there. So we appreciate all of your awesomeness, listeners. If we didn't read your email, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the more you send it, the chances you have of getting read.
That's right. If you don't get read 1 week, then darn it, keep on trying. Try again. And we'll get you the next week, maybe. Hopefully, if it's good enough. I think we're ready to wrap this up.
I agree.
It's getting a little hot in here.
Yeah.
It's getting a little cozy.
That was good. That was succinct. We got a lot done, though.
I'm done.
You might die.
Next week. I will
hopefully, we will not be dead.
I will say this out of randomness real quick. I want everybody... I want...
Sorry.
Mind the coughing there. I want everybody to go on YouTube and look up this video of the Mario Kart racer coming back. I'm sorry, but it is actually the most entertaining thing I've seen.
We almost made it through the show. We almost did. And then Danny chimed in.
I had to chime in.
Random. You don't have to.
You were watching that video the whole time.
I'm sorry. It just caught my attention.
All right.
It's a trending video.
I hope you're having a... Well, it's not going to be Valentine's Day when you listen to this.
You had a wonderful Valentine's Day. Except for you, Jake.
If you want to send us your listener mail, even if it's you, Jake, please feel free. I got a good feeling about Jake. I got a feeling Jake's going to be one of our just like super fans, just constantly writing.
Absolutely. It'll happen.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
He's being sore right now, but you know what? He'll warm up.
He'll come around. If you want to do as Jake did, as Jake did incorrectly and the other people did correctly, you can send us your email at todayinfresh@gmail.com. And if you'd like to follow us on our Twitters and Facebooks, I'm Kitten Mittens, ONZ. You're
JLCruise430.
Bennett's finally on the Twitters.
Yes, sir. B. Frederick Moore.
No, that's not it. That's
yes, it is.
B. Frederick M.
You're right. See, I right, just well. Made my Twitter. I'm so wrong. I got my own Twitter wrong. That's embarrassing.
That was a wonderful laugh, John. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'll be the odd man out, and I will say that I refuse to get a Twitter.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said
that. Danny's carrying the flag of the Dark Ages, we'll be able to
let's do
look
it.
At you at the end.
Let's
right.
do
it. He'll be holding on his
I'm like the halfway point because I don't even know what my Twitter is.
All right. Have a wonderful week,
guys,
listeners.
Bye, guys.
We love you very much.
Yeah!
Fresh.